This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Merry Christmas. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Yes, I have the busy throat. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. The perfect cup of coffee for as long as it takes you to drink your cup of coffee. That's what you get with Burnout. Check them out, BurnoutMugs.com. Okay. I talk about this on a regular basis. I'm 57 years old. I'll be 58. Well, that just stands to reason, yeah. I don't know how to characterize it. I hope I've got a lot more life in front of me, but I got most of it behind me already. More than half of it is behind me. So I have to deal with things that come with age. Hand strength and function is something that all of us have to deal with. Well, most of us anyway. My hands have been used to punch things. My hands have been used to carry things. And to manipulate things and make things function. So, there's some people that just never had a whole lot of hand strength to begin with. And it goes without saying, and I'm going to say it anyway, if you cannot safely handle or operate a gun, you have no business having a gun in your hands. Okay? So, let's talk about what the ravages of time does to somebody. And yes, I still do use all the Elevate stuff and everything else, but I'm just prolonging the inevitable, right? Eventually, we all may come to the point. Now, typically, my kind of gun that I'm going to carry is going to be a full-size gun. It's going to be a 1911 full-size or one of the double stacks from Ace Firearms or, I like CZs. So those guns, I don't mind carrying it. They're about the same size, you know, give or take. Both types are heavy, right? Both types require a lot of grip. I may have to, one day, consider carrying something smaller. Not because of weight, but because of grip. Because what we're talking about here mainly is grip. Now, you have to apply some conventional wisdom here. But then, at the same time, sometimes you don't have to, depending on the circumstance. So what are the factors that can make your carry gun harder to operate for a person? And the dimensions. That's going to be item number one. Smaller the pistol, the more fine motor control is needed. One of the reasons that we tell, I'll be at the range, and there will be a concealed carry class going on, and they'll be in the qualification phase of it. And they'll ask me if I'll RSO it, range safety officer. So I will, and on my side, there will be X amount of people. I did it one time with a bunch of females on my side, and except for one who had a full-sized Smith & Wesson double-stack pistol, and a guy had a M&P as well. Everybody else had that little Smith & Wesson 380 bodyguard. So, that one was actually too small. in my honest opinion. You can get them too small, and you can get them too large. But you have to have a degree of grip strength for the grip, and you have to have a degree of grip strength to manipulate the slide if you're using a semi-automatic. Recoil is also a factor, as even moderate calibers like the 40A5 ACP can eventually become a bit more for extended practice sessions. So, as our hands begin to feel the ravages of time, the standard sort of carry gun becomes a little less viable. A stubby revolver can become very problematic, too. The smaller trigger guard and the double-action trigger can become a little harder to operate. So, additionally, the recoil of a compact, lightweight pistol can be unpleasant. The shooting a .38 Special from Model 10, Old Police Positive, or GP100, that's easy. Big old handgun. From an airweight J-frame or an LCR, it can get a little bit more lively. And with these carry guns, so you got to practice with these things. I've seen people bust their hands open trying to shoot a snubby revolver, Smith & Wesson, 6.42. So a lightweight snubby may not be the best option in this particular instance, but this also comes down, once again, to the individual. For some people, it may be perfect. And there's plenty of round butt models on the medium frames available for concealed carry as well. For those who prefer a wheel gun, the K-frame compacts and the Ruger SP-101 pistols are probably a better option. Now, the popular polymer striker fired pistols are fantastic, and you can literally get them as large or small as you like. They're reliable, they're accurate enough, and they're everywhere. And the hitch there is that a striker firing mechanism requires stiffer recoil springs, making the slide harder to operate for those with declining or otherwise not ample grip strength. So the smaller the gun you're going to get, probably the stiffer the spring's going to be, because it's not going to be very long. And in this regard, a compact or even some compact hammer-fired semi-auto is much more sensible, like the P07 from CZ. The XDE pistols are designed with easier operation in mind. Smith & Wesson Shield 380 EZ. But you may also have to step down in caliber. Some folks prefer 45 ACP, but as time wears on, it can beat up on the wrist. Same goes for 10mm 357 Magnum. 9mm is, for me, the promised land on that. I do carry 45, but I can handle 45 still. A marginally heavier pistol can also be a benefit, whereas lighter guns are preferred for the most part, and with good reason. A pistol with a bit more heft can be easier to manipulate. And once again, the compact models from CZ are excellent choices, as are Commander and Officer Model 1911 pistols, if the person carrying is familiar with or puts in time training on the single action system. Accidentally, when High Threat Concealment sent me a package, I had to go out and get this Glock 43. Now, this Glock 43 is really easy to carry. And I talked to Hive Technologies, and we're going to try to build this one out and see if we can make this into a... Because for me, capacity is a determining factor. This can only go to 7 rounds. Now, Masada Ayub, James Yeager, would tell you 7 rounds enough. But my specs call for a gun to have 2 spare magazines, and I need to be at least at 9 rounds. I would prefer 10, but the beauty of the frame on the Glock 43 is how small it is. So that would be a ridiculous thing to have a plus 4. But they do make a plus 3, and Hive is going to send it here, and we're going to see what we get out of it. And this is going to be the new bike riding gun. And it may see me carrying it in a lot of different situations. I will still carry my Nighthawks and my Aces and my CZs. But and if you're running a Glock 43 or M&P Shield right now or an XDS, guess what? You're already there. But just remember this. You got to practice with it. You got to make it ergonomic enough to practice with it. That's the thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. Merry Christmas to everyone. Every one of you, Merry Christmas. Yes, Merry Christmas. None of that politically correct nonsense about happy holidays, although I hope yours are. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout. Well, it's by Burnout. Let's try that again.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Yes, this is the perfect cup of coffee. Now, I know everybody's sitting back there going, well, I mean, is that part of the gun culture? Yes, it is. It's very much a part of the gun culture. I mean, when I was in the military, the reason we were the best night fighters in the world was because of my first sergeant's coffee. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I don't remember when it was, but there is a gentleman named Philippidis, and he and his family were going to New Jersey from Florida, where Mr. Philippidis has a concealed carry permit. As they were driving through Maryland, the Maryland State Police, when you have a concealed carry permit, for those of you who don't have one, a lot of times the state will tie it to your vehicle registration. So your tag can be a giveaway. So when he was crossing through Maryland, some of the Maryland police got behind him and ran his tag and found out that he had a concealed carry permit. Now, because this guy was going to New Jersey, he wasn't taking a gun with him. But the first thing they said when they pulled him over is, where's the gun? Because in Maryland, you can't travel like that. And he said, well, there, I don't have a gun in the car. So they proceeded to hold them on the side of the highway for the next 6 hours, searching the car. And after they had pulled everything out of the car and everything was on the side of the road, including the Philippidis family, and they realized that there was no gun in the car, they said, okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for your cooperation. And they left him there with all of his stuff on the side of the road. This is the little game that a lot of these anti-gun states will play with people that are passing through their state, traveling. This is where... Have you ever seen those sovereign citizens on YouTube where they'll say, are you driving a car? No, I'm traveling. Well, you actually do have the right to move about and to congregate with anybody you want to. That's called the First Amendment, you know, the association, that kind of thing. Well, recently in New York, yesterday, they decided an out-of-state concealed carry permit does not establish sufficient cause to warrant a car search for firearms. Coming out of New York, of all places. Further, the opinion concludes the sworn testimony of the officers involved is not borne out by police video camera and microphone evidence and a recording from the defendant's cell phone. Body cameras strike again. George E. Fafidio, judge of the Westchester County Court, wrote, the court does not find that the search of the defendant's car was justified in any manner, and accordingly grants the defendant's motion and suppresses any evidence obtained from the search of the defendant's car. And that's a pretty significant opinion, benefiting not just the defendant in the case of the people of the state of New York against Jonathan Rose, but for gun owners who find themselves in a similar situation. Rose? See, now, what he was doing, if he had a gun with him, right? If he had a gun with him, he was doing what I call going shopping. Going to get coffee. Today, when I went to get dog food, I had a gun with me. Mr. Rose, for his part, he was charged with a Class C violent felony of criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree, 2 counts. Criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree, 3 counts. Criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree, 4 counts. And a violation of the New York State Vehicle and Traffic Law, Section 42. The only thing he was not charged with was having a partridge in the pear tree. It was also alleged that he possessed 2 loaded and operable semi-automatic pistols, 3 large capacity ammunition feeding devices, and various Kung Fu stars and metal knuckles. And, you know, for the Kung Fu stars and the metal knuckles, you know, we just had the nunchuck decision as well. So, they further said these items were found pursuant to a search of the defendant's motor vehicle by the Rye City Police after a traffic stop on May 5th, 2017. Search resulted after Rose, who had recently moved to New York, inadvertently handed over a valid Grand County, Colorado concealed handgun permit, along with a valid Colorado driver's license and a valid New York identification card, while looking for his vehicle registration after being pulled over for a missing front license plate. That this is even an issue highlights the need for reciprocity, doesn't it? Something principled diehards were still pushing for. I realized when it wasn't picked up right away that it wasn't going to happen. That doesn't mean it shouldn't have happened, but it wasn't going to happen. Some of the swamp Republicans did their best to just let it die. They intentionally blew their chance when they had the power once the Democrats take over the House. Some of the establishment GOP may join in giving them a red flag victory instead. So that means they want to establish a federal extreme risk protection order. But per the opinion, the officer asked the defendant if he had a gun in the car, and the defendant said he did not. Now, that makes it look like Rose was lying, but that conclusion is not born out of the transcript of the exchange. He was asked, do you have a handgun on you right now? And he said, what? And she said, do you have a handgun on you? He said, no. And there's a distinction there. Since no gun was found on the pat-down, Mr. Rose gave a truthful answer. He did not have a handgun on him. Statements that don't line up with the truth are the ones coloring the charges against Rose. And it's surprising Judge Fudio missed that point, but it appears to be the disinformation came from Westchester County Assistant District Attorney Kevin Jones, who in his affirmation in opposition to Rose's motions asserted, the officer then asked the defendant if he had any guns in the car. Now, Mr. Jones had all the recordings and transcripts and reports, as well as access to the officers both in and out of court. I don't understand why he didn't know that already. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens next in this case now that the judge has ruled that evidence obtained from the car search might be suppressed. Maybe the Second Amendment groups have been keeping their distance because of the on you misinterpretation. NRA, this is your chance to shine. So that's too bad because the judge's opinion can profoundly affect their members. But it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny coming down from New York. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is retiring at the end of February 2019. Retired General Barry McCaffrey says Mattis was a stabilizing force in the White House.
He's a defense intellectual. He's someone who has literally become an icon of devotion to the armed forces. They trust him. They like him. They know he's one of them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. The drama continues regarding a partial government shutdown as President Trump says he will not sign the bill that the Senate passed.
I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community.
Lawmakers are scrambling regarding the president's comments, and time will tell if a bill does get passed. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
I know. It is the perfect, perfect cup of coffee, which that means a lot to me. I think if you started the Burnout way, it would mean a lot to you, too. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Now, I talked about this yesterday, the recent headlines proclaiming the newly published data from the CDC that show that firearm-related fatalities are at a record high. And that's a really catchy headline. And it's finally one where they can have their heroes at the CDC coming down on their side, because most of the time they don't. But it fails to tell the real story behind the data. And thankfully, the CDC breaks down the data by unintentional fatalities, homicides, and suicides. And this makes a careful review of the data possible. And that kind of a review is really revealing. Now, since 1999, the CDC data show that the number of fatal firearms-related accidents are, fortunately, down over 41%, even as millions more firearms have entered the market. If guns were the issue, that should have gone up by a much higher percentage. The firearms and ammunition industry has done a very, very, very good job with safety programs, and they continue to strive for an even lower rate of unintentional fatalities. But they are the ones that have been leading the way on that one. Make no mistake about it. Likewise, it's understandably confusing when recent news articles proclaim that guns killed more people than car crashes in 2017. This is the kind of clickbait that is sure to get views. It is a deliberately misleading comparison of different data. In this article, for example, the authors take the full sum of all firearms-related deaths, suicides, homicides, and accidents and compares it to car accidents. Why don't you compare the firearm accidents to the car accidents? That would show that car accidents occur at far higher rates, 11.9 for cars compared to 0.1 for firearms per 100,000. And, you know, if you look at some of the numbers, you can find out their preconceived narrative is actually not very good. The CDC data also shows that homicides are flat, with other data sources pointing to a downward trend in violent crime. The firearms and ammunition industry applauds the increased prosecution of gun crimes under the Trump administration and remains committed to the programs in it that help law enforcement to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. I fully expect that if I ever commit a crime, intentional or unintentional, and it is one of those prohibited person kind of crimes, they will prosecute me. The sad truth is about two-thirds of firearms-related deaths are due to suicide, and according to the CDC, suicides are up in almost every state in America. And while even anti-gun extremists would have a hard time arguing that gun control laws would prevent these unfortunate but intentional acts, some will point to discredited studies that attempt to draw a link between gun control law and suicide rate. There is no evidence showing a causal relationship between gun control law and decreased suicide rates. Gun control laws are not a panacea for the real problem of increasing suicide trends in the U.S., but that doesn't mean there's nothing that can or should be done to address this problem. Once again, the firearms and ammunition industry is dedicated to finding ways to keep guns away from those who should not have access. We do not want suicidal people to have guns or homicidal people to have guns. We don't want irresponsible people to have guns. We don't want there to be accidents with guns, murders with guns, suicides with guns. This is why the industry continues to work with 15,000 law enforcement agencies to put gun safety kits, including gun locks, into more American households through Project ChildSafe. They have distributed 37 million locks to date. They've also partnered with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to help educate retailers, ranges, and the firearms owning community about suicide risk factors and warning signs, as well as options to safely store their firearms when not in use. The gun industry is so highly regulated that it's amazing that they have the time and the resources left over after meeting all these regulations. Make no like when I get the gun from Franklin Armory next week. Now, mind you, they had the binary trigger re-examined, and the binary trigger is good to go. And that gun that they're sending me will not only be the result of hours and weeks and years of testing and evaluation and research and development, but it'll also be the result of them making sure they dotted the I's and crossed the T's to make sure it was legal for me to have it in the first place. And in addition to that, they also work to try to, they do their part to try to, lower the risk of suicide, lower the risk of accidental injury or death. And they do all this while trying to sell guns. So in the meantime, while we're looking at all of this stuff and everything, just remember this. If it's coming from the fake stream legacy media, very likely it's just a lie or it's been heavily embellished. And if you're going to compare anything to auto accidents, it does not need to be guns because they have, more than four categories of different ways to die with a gun, which is about right. because a gun's a tool. it's an instrument. It's a weapon. But it is not the cause of death. It is the tool, the chosen tool, if you will. And I know that goes against the convenient narrative. I have two friends that last year, one this year and one the year before, they killed themselves with guns. And it wasn't the gun's fault. It wasn't their fault. It was the fault of whatever was in their head. It was whatever mental illness got them to the point where they said, I have no other options. I have no other way. This is the only way to stop whatever's going on in my head. And they made that choice. And I mean, like, for one of them, I can even tell you what he probably did right before he did it. What kind of, when he finally came to that moment where he sort of, you know, sort of pumped his fist and snapped his fingers and went like that, and right before he did it, because that's what he always did when he made a decision. And it haunts me. But it wasn't the gun's fault. It wasn't the gun's fault. And it's not my fault for having them. It's not gun manufacturers for them building them. It's suicide. And there is no moral high ground for suicide or homicide. It's not better to be killed with something versus something else. It just isn't. We're left to wrestle with all of this. And wrestle we will. But beware the clickbait. Don't fall for that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Indeed. Take them out at burnoutmugs.com. If you are a pro-gun politician, if you're running as a pro-gun politician, if you hold office as a pro-gun politician, you get to live with having an oppositional press. While firearm-related media like me and Mark and all the blogs and vlogs and everything and YouTube channels and everything else, we may like you well enough, the fake stream media is going to be against you every step of the way. And worse, they'll try and single you out, demand you capitulate with their worldview, and then pretend that you're unreasonable if you refuse to budge. Never mind, them not budging is supposedly the matter of principle, of course, if you refuse, you're stubborn and divisive. A prime example is the Capital Gazette, which I don't know where they're at. And they wrote an editorial on the recent bump stock ban. And in it, it singles out one state official who fought to grandfather in bump stocks already owned in Maryland. To him, it wants to make demands. They write, Tuesday, President Donald Trump banned bump stocks, an obscure aftermarket attachment for semi-automatic weapons that makes them fire like machine guns. That's a lie. They're used by gun enthusiasts who enjoy shooting rapid fire and were made infamous for their use in the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The correct phrase for that should be rampage murder. Now, one particular bump stock owner needs to step forward and lead the way in ridding our community of these threats to public safety, Seth Howard. He introduced an amendment that would have protected gun owners who already possess bump stocks, an exception the General Assembly gave to owners of assault weapons when the state banned the sale of those weapons 5 years ago. It was voted down by a 45-vote margin. That would give him the opportunity to become a leader in the discussion of ways to end mass shootings like the one in Las Vegas, which I don't even know how that discussion would begin, or the one that killed five members of the Capital Gazette staff in Annapolis. Okay, it's at Capital Gazette. The man charged in the June 28 shooting used a legally obtained shotgun that did not have the bump stock attachment. If the delegate still has the bump stock, we think it's time for him to get rid of it. He can do the right thing and dispose of it in a way that has the potential to mean more than just compliance. He can send a message that all of us, gun owners and gun control advocates, are in this together. It's just like a Nine Inch Nails song, isn't it? You and me, we're in this together now. You know, it's bad that Nine Inch Nails will now be considered a oldies band. That I find to be a crime. But a few things. First things first. We're not in it with you gun control advocates. We're never going to be in this together now. Never. Never. The way to dispose of these, according to the ATF, is they have to be rendered inoperable. Now, since they're just pieces of plastic, that means they're going to have to be shredded or crushed. And this means that whatever a bump stock or a slide fire stock cost, whoever bought these, they're now out of that money if they destroy them. I think it's cheap to invoke the rampage killing at the Capital Gazette in this argument when they had nothing. You know, it was a shotgun. It had nothing to do with bump stock, nothing at all. So it's a ploy to try to create sympathy to make the argument unassailable as they now occupy the role of a victim. And I don't care. Second, isn't it funny how it's always up to the pro-gun side to make the gestures for unity? We have to do things to show that we're all in this together. But like I said, we're not. We're not in this together at all. We're divided because one group, and they agree with the editorial, wants to strip ordinary Americans of their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. They want to infringe on a right that is supposed to be uninfringable and then pretend we are the unreasonable ones. They want Seth Howard to bend over backward to send a message, yet where are they? Are they buying AR-15s to show us that we're all in this together? Are they getting concealed carry permits? And I'm serious about this. I want to know this. What are they doing? Well, nothing. They're not doing anything. They expect us to completely... There is no middle ground. There's no compromise in this. Their compromise is us giving in. It's a compromise because we don't do it immediately. It's not... It hasn't happened yet. So... To Seth Howard, I would say, while I tend to think we should comply with laws, even those we disagree with in this case, I don't care. Keep your bump stock if you want to. Turn it in if you want to. Destroy it if you want. I don't care. But do not comply with the Capital Gazette's wishes on this. Unless they're going to make a gesture in our direction, right? Unless there's going to be some concession in our direction. There are zero reasons that he should make any sort of a gesture on their behalf. We're not in this together. We're divided between those of us who want to keep our rights and those of us who want to strip them. There's no reason to pretend otherwise. And this is the thing. This will be the first of its kind. Like I said when Stephen was on the show earlier in the show, when they passed the NFA, meaning you couldn't buy machine guns over the counter at the local Ace Hardware store anymore, they didn't take away all the ones that already existed. They just said, you now have to comply with the law, which meant they registered them. When they passed the assault weapons ban, you didn't have to turn in your weapon or destroy it that already existed. They were grandfathered in. This is the first time where they've ever gotten in something and said, we're not going to even allow this to be grandfathered in. And this is something where more than, I think it's three times, the ATF has looked at this and said, this does not make a semi-automatic weapon a machine gun. It makes you shoot faster semi-automatic, but it does not make it a fully automatic weapon, which... the terminology that some people adopt. Where does machine gun come from? All guns are machines. There's fully automatic, semi-automatic, revolver, single shot, pump action. There's a bunch of different kinds, but they're all machines. They're all very simple machines. Now, the fully automatic one has something called a sear in it. Now, this is what makes one truly fully automatic. That means when you depress the trigger, the sear is just going to keep letting it's just going to let it fire until it runs out of ammunition or until you come off the trigger, whichever comes first. It is faster in every weapon that has, with, if you put a bump stock on an AR-15 versus a fully automatic M16 M4 and go side by side, the fully automatic weapon is going to empty out twice as fast as the bump stock weapon. Jerry Michalik can beat somebody running a bump stock with just semi-automatic single pulls of the trigger just because he's that fast. I may be able to do that myself because I'm pretty quick. So this thing that they're out here, they've taken something that has been classified a certain way for a very long time and reclassified it. And this is one of the, you know, as much as I back Donald Trump for president, as president, you failed on this one, pal. You let us down. We, the American gun owner, backed you. And you let us down. You're not going to be stopping anything. You're not preventing anything. This was a novelty item. But this is an item that if you succeed in banning it, then it's going to open it up for everything. And we got to fight you on this one, sir. And fight you, we will. And we've been doing it a long time, so don't expect us to get too tired of it too soon, because that seems to be our lot in life. before we go, yesterday I was supposed to have Scott Jedlinski on the show, and we couldn't get him. So we'll have him on the show tomorrow night, in addition to Dan Zimmerman with the weekly recap from the Truth About Guns. That's coming up tomorrow night. And between now and then, we'll be back in 21 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. And it's never going to be. It's always going to be about total control. That's what they want. This has been Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.